Welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up this hour, we've got Krista's news on the way, we've got what's happening, and we've got three of the guys from Afraid of Figs hanging out with us. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thanks for having us this damn early in the morning.
Let's go ahead and kick things off with one of their songs. It's Afraid of Figs and Riddlin' Barbie right here on the Family Meeting.
Much like a drizzle. God, look at you. You truly glisten. Talk a bit louder, and I'll pretend to listen. So sweet, you're giving us big old cavity. Off your feet again, defying gravity. Sad as a lad who's never been hugged. Bright as a light that's come unplugged. Just saying, always go too far, and you're always staying. You start your soul and you fix your face up. You gotta go now, can you pick the pace up? You're saying prayers and canning your sheep now, and all your dreams are losing sleep now. Hot as the sun and dull as the weather. From the wall who put you back together. Hey, you're Riddlin' Barbie with your head in the clouds. What do you say? Hey, you're Riddlin' Barbie when the voices get loud. Hey, you're Riddlin' Barbie with your head in the clouds. What do you say?
Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was Afraid of Figs with Riddlin' Barbie. And speaking of Afraid of Figs, they are our guests tonight. We've got Tea, Chicken, and Rainbow. And welcome. Thanks for getting out of bed today.
Getting out of bed at 6 at night. Yeah.
Well, you said earlier that it was so early in the morning. I'm figuring you guys, being big rock stars, you're like Guns N' Roses. You get out of bed around 7, go on stage around 9. So 6 o'clock probably is pretty early.
That's all we do. We're awake about 3 hours out of the day.
Like cats.
Then we hibernate.
Oh, to be a rock star. I have to say, right out the gate, you guys, it's a first for us, having you guys on the show, and you guys are the first band to submit a writer before you came onto the show. Nobody else has submitted a writer and asked for anything. You asked for omelets. Fresh squeezed orange juice and no green M&Ms. How'd that work out for you guys?
It didn't work out very well at all. We're sitting here hungry.
Well, we brought Top Pot.
That is not any of those things we mentioned. I don't even believe we're going on right now. I don't believe we're carrying on with this interview, but we will. We're professionals.
I want to thank you guys for coming out of the studio. You guys are recording a new album right now, correct?
We are.
How's that going?
How's it going, guys?
It's going awesome. Love working with our producer, and the tracks are turning out really good. Doing some stuff we weren't able to do on our first album, so it's just going to sound huge.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's right.
Yeah, you guys got a big name producer working on this, don't
the
you?
The Otter, Jeff Ott.
Dr. Ott.
Dr. Ott of the Ott family Otts. Yeah, he's worked with Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains and Candlebox and Nickelback, and now he's, you know, moving his way up to real bands like us.
That's nice. So are you guys originally from Seattle?
I am originally from California by way of Manhattan, by way of Seattle, and Chicken is
I've been pretty much raised my whole life. Well, I was born in California, but I've been raised here in Washington.
Were you free range?
Yeah.
Free range chicken, nice.
Rainbow.
I was born in Tacoma and went all over the world and came back because of the aroma, never left.
People come back for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So what originally drew you from your going Manhattan, California, and then to Seattle? What originally drew you to Seattle?
I was in a band in New York City called Real Live Girl, and we were an okay band.
Then she died.
we were getting to a point, but it wasn't the point I wanted to go to. A lot of times bands break up over directional ideas, and that's what we did. And I was in a relationship with a nice, actually a very angry woman.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, well, they're either angry or crazy is what I've decided. Although we love our female fans, I should say that right now. But anyway, after a few years, we broke up, the band broke up, and I said, that's it. And I just, Seattle seemed like a cool place to go, and met EJ, our guitar player extraordinaire. He and I started writing music together and eventually started trying out band members, and we ended up with These Idiots.
Thank you. Thank you, T.
You got it.
I have to say, you guys, if you guys have such a unique sound with throwing the sax in there and all the other weird little musical toys that you you play on stage. Where'd that sound come from?
Our hearts.
That comes from
our heads, our gonads.
T not having enough to do on stage, so
I get bored.
Possible hand percussion he could find.
I gotta say, if you're not playing an actual instrument, you do keep yourself very busy up there on stage.
I do what I can, man. I don't know. I've got a lot of
issues.
Energy.
You work the shit out of that cowbell. Gotta say something.
And next to Madonna, you have the most wardrobe changes of anybody I've ever seen on stage.
I'm trying to get those pointy bras too. I haven't been able to find them yet.
Are those all planned?
He wants me to make them for him.
I got a few of them.
Are all those wardrobe changes planned? Because sometimes you're on stage and then it looks like you're just like, oh shit, I have time. And just dart and you're gone.
Yeah, a lot of it's just off the cuff. I bring a lot of stuff to wear and just kind of have fun with it. If I get, like I said, if I get bored, I either want to hit something, play something, or run somewhere and put something on. So.
And it's funny because some of the other guys in the band will be playing, and then it's almost like they're looking around going, where in the hell did he go? And then you'll come back with with different clothes on.
We worry. We worry when he does. Hey,
I worry them sick.
Well, some of us go, I thought he'd never leave.
Where'd the name come from? Because the first time I saw you guys, I was like, afraid of figs.
Our heads.
Fits.
It came from our heads. Yeah, it's the one question that we have never answered on an interview before, and we're not going to start now.
Okay,
that's right.
Are you guys full-time musicians, or do you have day jobs like us mere mortals?
We're half mortal.
Half mortal?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I actually saw a t-shirt online the other day. It said, born to rock, forced to work, and that is definitely
Oh, you should
I
get
feel.
That t-shirt. He's been about ready to go postal on his employees for like the last 3 months.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got to make it big, man. I'm sick of this. We got to get out of here.
Can I say shit on the road?
Oh, yeah, you can.
I'm sick of this shit.
Save me, pretty much.
You can say whatever you want, and typically John does.
Vagina.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Find a word that rhymes with it. That's the trick.
North Carolina.
Wow.
All right, I'm not the only Bloodhound Gang fan in the room. Interesting. Right on.
Mangina.
Mangina. So you guys, it seems like you guys kind of embrace the whole geek rock thing. I'm curious, who inspires you guys when you're writing songs? Or who did you guys listen to growing up?
Bare Naked Ladies, They Might Be Giants. And you know, that's kind of how Weezer, Talking Heads. That's kind of how we started, and now we're really getting a big, you know, a big shot in the arm from like Foo Fighters and bands like that, and we're starting to, our next album's got such a rockier sound. It's we're going to keep our sarcasm for sure. We're not letting that
okay,
go.
Okay, good.
And we're going to keep thank you, and we're going to keep our stage show, but the topics are always serious. They just have kind of an underlying sarcasm about it. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if a relationship breaks up or, you know, we go to war or, you know, something bad happens, we tend to want to write about it with a lot of tongue in cheek. And, you know, we're angry, but, you know, why go around being angry all day? That's no fun for anybody.
Well, yeah. And it's, the great thing about that is you get people listen because the songs are humorous and catchy. Oh, your guys' songs are extremely catchy. But they're listening because they're catchy, they're fun, they're funny. But
aren't they?
But then they're getting the message there too, and that's the really cool thing.
We hope they are. You know, we have a lot of people we know are idiots, and we're trying. Our fans, however, tend to be a little bit brighter than the average bear, and we, you know, we write for them. We want them to kind of delve into the lyrics. It's more fun when people get more involved and sometimes ask questions about what did you mean by that. That's cool for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you can lie.
And we do. That's all we do.
Well, I can definitely hear presidents.
Lying right now.
Yeah, and I can definitely hear like the presidents of the United States and your guys' music. Nerf Herder, one of my favorite punk bands. I can definitely hear some of that in there. But like I said, it's just catchy. The stuff you guys write is just extremely catchy.
We thank Ricker for that, for the catchiness. He writes a lot of our hooks. So
yeah, Rick is Captain Hook.
Yeah, Captain Hook. Her.
Captain Hooker.
Yeah, I fucked him.
So I saw a post that you put up on Facebook the other night about you guys are involved in a Kickstarter program for Fake Label Records.
Yes, yeah.
What's
Timmy Held and Justin over at Fake Label, they put together a CD with 12 bands. The biggest name, Smush, is the biggest band. The two girls who I think they're 20 now.
I was gonna say I saw them like 8 years ago, and it seemed like they were just little kids, and I can't picture them any other way.
Yeah. I get arrested if I picture them any other way. But they're on the album. We're on the album. There are. I'm not going to mention any of the other bands only because I don't want to take away from one over the other. But there are 12 bands on the album, and each band gets a track. The CD is going to be given away at the shows, future shows of all the bands, at Silver Platters, Easy Street, Sonic Boom. I think they're going to be doing something with one of the local newspapers as well.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe give you guys some to give away on your show. It's pretty cool. 12 bands getting together and all kind of chipping in marketing-wise and helping out so that all 12 bands can be noticed by the fans of each band.
Nice. That'll be pretty cool. Is there a... I felt like Miley Cyrus there for that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How can people
remember when I asked you to remember when we were talking about that compilation CD? Remember that? Wasn't that great? Remember that?
Oh, rest in peace, Chris Farley. How can people donate to that, or how can people help get?
Yeah, just go to Kickstarter. Just Kickstarter and search for Fake Label Records. I know it's just about tipped. I think it was $1,000 minimum donation. It's at 900 and something as of yesterday. So it's going to happen.
All right, cool.
And then at the very minimum, you get an advanced copy of the CD. And then there's other prizes and stuff or whatever you want to donate. So please do.
Yeah, okay. For $100, chicken will dance naked on your dining room table.
And by the way, we're coming out with a Kickstarter for our new CD. And the minimum prize is an autographed CD by us. But the maximum prize, see if I can remember this correctly, it's a couple of autographed CDs, a couple of I Ate a Vegan t-shirts and bumper stickers and buttons. And then what else? We leave a discouraging message on your ex-girlfriend, ex-boss, ex-boyfriend's voicemail. And then we take you bowling on your birthday.
Nice.
It's a nice prize pack.
Yeah.
See how we are?
we might have to donate.
And we give you Top Pot donuts.
the leftover ones from the show.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys mentioned you're in the studio with Jeff Ott.
Autographed donuts. Nice.
With our own frosting.
Glitter pens.
That was your line, Rick. You should have come up with that line. I did it for you.
So you guys are recording with Jeff Ott at London Bridge's studio. That's got to be completely surreal to even walk into that place.
It must be surreal for him to work with us.
To work with you guys.
Yeah.
But just
now, there's a lot of history there.
Yeah, definitely. Knowing some of the bands that have recorded there, it's just got to be crazy. I mean, you got Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, all those guys.
Yeah, you're sitting on the same toilet as, you know, Eddie Vedder and Layne Staley going...
You're smelling the stale beer they spilled all over the carpet.
Absolutely.
But it was pretty cool. I mean, you walk in there, you know who's been there, and you better bring your A game.
Right? And we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Now it's just a matter of, you know, fighting over our parts.
Yeah.
And in a lot of infighting in the band and hating each other quite a bit. And although we're gonna work it out for the best product that we can get, because it's sounding great. We only have heard the first mixes, and we've given our initial notes back to Jeff, and it's just
God. I mean, guys, aren't we excited about this?
Oh yeah,
they're nodding. They're nodding. It's radio, excited. And they're nodding.
I want you to feel my nod. Feel the power of my yes.
Feel the nod. By the way, is the name of the next album.
There you go.
So when can we expect to see the album?
The CD release party is going to be April the 27th at Crocodile. That's not confirmed yet, but that's what it's looking like.
Okay.
And we're looking for. We're talking to a couple big headliners. We're probably just going to go in the middle. We actually like to go in the middle. But we're talking to a couple big headliners. We're going to figure that out. You looked at each other. You going to make a comment about going in the middle?
Like, should we go for the joke? Should we?
Yeah, you could. Just edit that in later. But April 27th, which is Friday night at the Crocodile, that's what it's looking like. We're also playing the Hard Rock on March the 10th. And for our East Coast people, we're going to be up in Roslyn at the Brick on April the 6th. God, I've got a good memory today.
Not East Coast, but East... Washington.
The East Coast people can come in for that shit. It'd be a few miles closer for them.
I was waiting for a New York address or something like that.
If you're coming from London and you want to save the extra 50 miles, I would go to that show. But yeah, the CD, because the CD release party is April 27th, we sure as hell better have the CD done by then. And I'm guessing sometime second, third week of March is my guess. It might be late March, might be first week of April, but in the next little while, we're going to have that CD ready, and we may have a song that, you know, early download song on our website. We might do that, or on iTunes. But the Kickstarter program that we're going to put on, you can obviously get some early stuff. So we're going to have that ready, and Kickstarter's not ready yet, but look at afraidoffigs.com or iateavegan.com. And look at Kickstarter and search Afraid of Figs, and we will have something up there in the next week, I would think.
That'd be awesome.
And since this is recorded live on Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's pretend. So the next week, it might actually be the next few days, just by the magic of radio.
All right. So people can get a hold of you.
It's getting dark outside.
AfraidOfFigs.com, IEatAVegan.com. You guys are all over Facebook.
We're all over Facebook.
Once again, thanks for coming by. Thanks for hanging out with us. And thanks for getting up so early and being here at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday.
6 p.m. I'm going to go crawl back in my coffin.
All right, we're going to get back into the music. We've got some more Afraid of Figs. We're going to play I Don't Want to Be Your Facebook Friend right here on The Family Meeting.
That's awesome. What a great song, man. We'll be right back.
mind. Don't care if your kitchen has been redesigned and all your fans of inside won't attend. I don't want to be your Facebook friend. Your Facebook friend. Don't want to be your Facebook friend. Don't want to see your anecdotes. Don't care for the politics that you defend. Don't want to be your Facebook friend. Your Facebook friend. Don't want to be your Facebook friend. Don't really dig your Farmville chores, and I'm not gonna fight in your mafia wars. Won't play your games, no, I won't condescend. Don't wanna be your Facebook friend. Your Facebook friend. Don't wanna be your text. And I'm not gonna be your chat room sex. Why you poke me, I don't comprehend. Don't wanna be your Facebook friend. Your Facebook friend. Don't wanna be your
That was gold. That was solid gold.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was I Don't Want to Be Your Facebook Friend by Afraid of Figs. So this week I was sick all week, but I didn't have a book for school, and I had to go buy a new one. And there
aren't
was
you
a,
like halfway through the semester?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Must be an important one.
Yeah, it's for my final, actually. And so So this girl said that she was going to sell one, and she's an Asian girl. I don't know her name. I want to know her name because it was on the email. But
how much did she cost?
She only cost $10. It was very good.
Mail order bride.
I told her I'd pay her $20 if the book was filled out when I got it, but it was empty. But on the email I sent
very
to her,
politically correct.
I said if nobody's offered to buy that book, I will buy it because I bought the Wong book. And I said that completely on accident. I didn't even know I said it. I just left the R out. It was just W-O-N-G. And I was expecting to get some, you know, a bad message back.
Like but, hate mail?
Yeah, but she didn't say anything.
She realized it was just a typo.
She thinks you're an asshole in her head. She didn't write it down.
When she sent the email back, said, yeah, I'll sell you my book. I was reading back. I was like, oh, I bought the wrong book. I was like, oh, man, that's bad. It reminded me when I was working at Volvo, we used to buy breakfast all the time at the little deli down the street. And it was owned by some Chinese people, too. And I didn't know.
Not like, all Asians are Chinese, John. Jesus and, Christ.
I didn't get this guy's biography. I don't know what he was.
Huh?
Does he know that? Does he understand that? John, name some Asian people other than Chinese. Name a few. What do you got?
Like where they come from?
Your top 10 Asian types of people.
He's an Asian guru, just so you
know. Oh, yeah. Let's hear it. You start with Chinese. You can get that.
Chinese.
Okay, you can get that. That's a freebie.
Actually, even Hawaiians, I believe.
You believe that correctly.
Yes.
That's three.
Japanese.
There you go.
Japanese. There we go. Oh, some more brown people.
Wow.
Oh, boy. And big Asian following on the show.
The sad thing is he honestly doesn't realize that that was wrong to say. That's
Taiwanese.
Still Chinese, but okay, we'll give you that.
Well, I'm getting people are passing me crib notes right now. I'm getting help.
We'll give you a five. That's fine.
That's I mean, I only came up with three myself. That's all I got.
Okay, I'm going to help him out. Think in terms of food, places you've eaten at.
Okay.
No, teriyaki is not one of them.
you know those little teriyaki
there's
people?
There's no teriyaki people? Damn it, I thought that's where I got all my teriyaki people.
Wow. This is awesome.
This is making
I've come on this show and I've learned nothing.
Vietnamese
John,
people.
Oh, I have
there
to
you
say,
go. That's six.
I have to say, John is honestly turning red, and I have never seen anybody put him on the
this
spot.
This is awesome.
And embarrass
Vietnamese.
Him.
No, he got Vietnamese. That's six.
I don't eat that food.
Italians are not Asian either.
That's why he didn't name
very
them.
Few of them.
Very few. North Korean.
Well, we'll go Korean. You're not gonna get.
I was trying to cheat.
That's
and break
like,
that
yeah,
out.
That's exactly what you're trying to do.
North and South for two.
That's seven. Okay,
the hostile ones.
That's I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed that he knew there is a North Korea. Actually,
they got that line that you can't walk across.
That's right.
Without an army.
Did you just say they got that line that you can't walk across without an army?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard that.
Yeah, you heard that, right?
Yeah. I got no comment. I just wanted to make sure I heard it.
Oh, I am not smarter than the fifth grader.
If it's not on SportsCenter, John honestly does not know shit about it. Mm. It's and so he knew Chinese because of Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin.
But yes, but that's about the extent of it.
That's why he tried to go Chinese and Taiwanese. He tried to get the double Jerry Lin. Jeremy Lin.
Which, did you see what ESPN put on their website yesterday, speaking of Jeremy Lin?
What's that?
They lost, and ESPN actually put up on their website, chink in their army, or in their armor.
No.
And they had to pull it down. I don't think the guy meant it that way.
Did John write that?
Exactly. But for some reason, somebody at ESPN thought it would be a good idea to put that on their website, and I could not believe that got past the editors.
That's just Wong.
That's amazing.
All right. Are we going to give John a pass on a 70%?
I think that was 70% as a C, John. Have you ever gotten a C?
Very rarely. Yes,
that's pretty
that's
good.
That's a passing grade, though.
That's not bad.
That's a 2.0. I'll take that.
Okay.
That's a 3.0. No, 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm impressed you get seven. That was good. That's good. Good job for you. That's
with some help from my friend.
That's it.
All right. Besides alienating an entire race of people, what else you did this week, John?
Was it a race of people or was it half a globe, I think?
The group of people with the largest population is...
God, well, I don't even know where I was anymore.
You were buying books from a Chinese girl.
So Saturday, let's just skip
my
ahead.
New favorite show.
Saturday, Nick Cannon...
Political correctness does not really run rampant on this show at all.
Saturday, Nick Cannon came out with a comedy special, and I never thought he was that funny, but I watched it, and he compared himself to Soulja Boy, which tells me that he actually thinks he's a rapper, which was insane. He's like the Wayne Brady of rapping, if he's anything. He's on that show, America's Got Talent?
Yeah, which...
He would get booted off that show if he started rapping.
Which makes me feel like shit, because I auditioned for that show and didn't get on.
Did you meet
Nick Cannon? And he hosts it. Huh?
Did you meet him?
No. Hell no. I didn't even get past the first round where they put you in the little booth and tell you to talk to the producers. I didn't even get past the first round.
Well, that's all.
That was a great story.
That was a lovely story.
I forgot
riveting.
What I was having to say.
You just put it. I have never seen him at a loss for words. We have to have tea on every single week because that was awesome. What'd you do this week, Krista?
Well, I got sick on Friday. I don't know how that happened, John.
I got unsick on Thursday night, so that's just a coincidence. I didn't do it.
That's why I haven't done anything but calling sick to work this week.
Which has got to be killing you because you've been working like 80 hours a week.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with myself yesterday, so I took like a 4-hour nap trying to get better.
Wow.
Hopefully it works.
I actually had a pretty busy week. Thursday night, I won tickets to go see Amy Schirmer at the Parlor Live. Went and saw her. She was actually awesome.
Did you really win the tickets? Because
no, they just needed to fill the place up.
I win free tickets to the Parlor Live like 3 days a week.
So do I. Yeah,
you give them their email and you win tickets 3 days a week.
They just need people to fill seats, and I fill a couple of them, so it works out well that way. I want to throw out that the guys that opened up for some local guys, Brian Ricci, who just got back from entertaining the troops overseas, he was hilarious. And Manny Martin was him and Big Irish Jay, the guy that runs the thing, they just killed it.
Jay Oakerson.
Huh?
Jay Oakerson, right?
No, Jay Hollingsworth.
Oh, I'm thinking of Jay. Okay, different Jay. Sorry.
Different Big Irish Jay.
Take that out. That didn't. That was nothing.
Those guys, they're hilarious. The Parlor Live has got to be one of the best comedy clubs around. Yeah. I mean, it's just awesome in there. They mix local talent with headliners that come through town, and it's just a great place to go. Friday night, a buddy of mine is booking at Haley's up in Everett. He had one of his first shows booking up there. Pat Lucas from Poison Music Management put together a great show. We went and saw The Willow Collective, Terra Nova, and Out Like Pluto. I have not seen musicianship like that, well, probably since the last time I saw you guys at Stonegate. I mean, it was just amazing.
In case someone's just joining us right now, who are we?
Afraid of Figs.
There we go.
Afraid of Figs is joining us today. The show was awesome. Haley's a great little club.
I hate a vegan.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're just having a conversation. I mean.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a show going on here. Don't worry about it. Just go. You guys go ahead and chat. Saturday, Becca had a show.
I hate a vegan.com. Is that what you said?
I hate a vegan.com. Yeah. We're just going to be quiet and talk about Asian countries.
Maybe John ought to sit in on that. Maybe I'll learn something.
Did you get Philippines?
No, I believe I said that.
He started it out with that, but I don't think that got counted. So actually, he got an 80%. And one of our friends is Filipino, so she would be really pissed if he didn't get the Philippines.
You said name your favorite 10 people. I was just gonna start naming names because I knew I was gonna fail the actual.
Here's the book girl.
On Saturday, Becca had a show down at Soul Food Books in Redmond with Chris Klemecki. So we went down and followed down with her and watched that. Sunday, we went and saw Oklahoma at the Fifth Avenue. The sets were awesome. The show was great. As always, the Fifth Avenue always puts on great shows. A couple other things I wanted to mention. I don't know why I'm mentioning this because I know you're going to put me on blast, but we always talk about how shitty my stand-up was those first couple of times I went out and did it.
Yeah.
We never narrow it down those first couple of times.
Okay, good. last week, I ran into a guy that was running the shows that I was performing at, if you want to call it that, and he comes up to me and goes, oh, by the way, there's video of you on YouTube doing stand-up. I was like, how the hell did that get up there? He goes, oh, I put it up there. You son of a bitch. You didn't even ask. I was like, those were horrible. Why would you do that? So apparently, if you go to YouTube...
How many views have you got? I'm sure you looked at it.
I viewed it like 453 times.
So it's got 453.
Yeah,
so it's got 453 views. Yeah.
So I went and I watched it, and it is freaking horrible. But I figure eventually John's going to find out it's out there, so he's going to throw out on the show, throw out on the Facebook.
You're putting yourself on blast.
Yeah, I figured I'd do it before you got a chance.
Where was it?
Go to YouTube and you type
which,
in...
Which show?
Oh, it was the first. It was the first time I'd been on stage in like 3 years.
Where was it?
It was at Hollywood Casino.
Oh, okay.
And it was when I was...
When we collectively wrote the joke?
No. No, it wasn't when we collectively wrote the joke.
Because you got some laughs at our combined joke.
Wait, there was one joke?
One joke got a laugh in 5 minutes.
And then you walked off stage?
Yeah, and then I just dropped the mic and walked off because I knew I wasn't going to do any better than that.
One for one.
I just...
told more than one, but no, only the one got a laugh.
I stood up there for about 4.5 minutes before I got that laugh. So
what was the joke?
It was for us? I recently read...
Is it about Asian people?
No, it's not.
It was about teriyaki people.
It was about teriyaki people. I recently read that they're going to start putting pictures of like diseased babies and stuff like that on cigarette packs. And I'm thinking, what's next? Are they going to start putting pictures of fat people on candy bars? Or homeless people on bottles of liquor? Or maybe pictures of douchebags on Affliction t-shirts?
I think they already do that.
That was the joke that the three of us wrote like 4 minutes. It was like as they were calling my name out, we were finishing that
herpes
joke.
Herpes sores on prostitutes.
And herpes sores on prostitutes, yeah. I do want to mention Becca's performing Thursday night at Goldberg's. Head down there and check that out. That's a fun show as always.
We all know Jason will be there.
I'll be there because I love Goldberg's, the little Jewish deli down at Factoria. They got great food, good staff. You guys got anything you want to throw in that you guys had going on this week?
Hold on, John. Where do most Jewish people live? Where would you say in the world?
New York and Miami.
That's actually true. No. It's there are more Jews in New York City than there are in Israel. Yeah.
You got that right, John.
Good for you, John.
Awesome.
Good thing I didn't say Jerusalem.
I'm surprised you would know the name of that city, actually.
What do we have going on for the week?
What do we have going on for the
week?
I don't know. Go masturbate. What are you going to do?
Help him.
Assist.
He gets the assist.
He's like, restock my
He's the Jeremy Lin of masturbation.
the assist leader.
Nothing but net.
You know what that means.
But it's okay. It works.
It just sounds dirty.
Somehow it works.
Yeah, it does sound. Slam dunk would have sounded dirty.
Okay.
All right. I don't even know where to go from that. That's
you guys are having trouble talking, and that's what you do. So that's good.
Well, yeah, and we've had quite a few guests on this show, and nobody has ever put us all kind of. What the hell do I say? How do I come back from that? It's just nobody else has done that to us. We've had comedians on the show that haven't done that to us. We're gonna go ahead and get back into the music with Pacific Game and On Fire right here on the Family Meeting. Pacific Game.
Murder entire gangs. I am in my own lane. Rip you out to sign a phrase. But you see that I ain't playing. All the same, no, I'm insane. Little bit local in my brain. It'll get so cold if you claim that you gon' rain. Harder than my town, lie down, you lying, saying that I ain't came with it. Hang with it. I'ma turn this motherfucker game into a stain with it. Engraved in your membrane, fuck what we say, it's that green and blue.
I can do like Weezy do.
But you know that's too easy, fool. Never been a limit, I'ma run it to the finish. If I gotta be a menace, then I'm going all at it. Flip a car, and a triple hard, and a yard, and enough. In a place you don't wanna be, better give it up. Better live it up, it's the last time I'ma let you pass by. You a sizzle to my flash fry, last try, go ahead and breathe. Back to your knees, bow to a king, douse your bling it. When you can't bring it, watch me clean it. Bottle to the top, I mean it. Never gon' beat it, never gon' reach it. Even if you do it, I'ma go a little high, start a fire. I never get tired of these time rhymes, I designed to be flying. You just winging it, oh, you think we even? Boy, you must be dreaming. This a tenth of what I'm about to do, so I advise no beefing. I'ma show you how a savage getting, I won't skip a scene of it. Told you I'm the baddest kid in town, so start believing it. Seeing if I'm legit, only means you leaving with a toe tag on your whole town. If it goes down, I'm sinking ships. This is for you non-believers who thought I would even get out this situation I was facing. Now you facing this. Your rhyme book is toilet paper, and I'm about to shit on the game. You don't wanna see me coming up with anything. I'm about to go bananas. Can you handle any flames? Better go and get some water. It's getting a little hotter. If you wanna come and get it, baby, you know who to bother. MCSAVAGE. Oh, so proper. Pacific Game in the house. Follow us Twitter, Facebook, MySpace. Got mixtapes coming out. Real Talk Trilogy. Be on the lookout. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was Pacific Game and On Fire.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
So we're going to start with some international news today. Police in Rostov-on-Don, Russia, report that an unnamed man was practicing martial arts with a friend at a party. He claimed his ab muscles were so strong that a knife could not penetrate them. So to prove it, he went and got a big old kitchen knife and told his guests to stab him in the stomach. The guest was smarter than the host and said he wasn't going to do that. He was afraid that he would kill him. But the host claimed that he's been involved with martial arts so long that he has knife-proof abs. So he insisted, and apparently he irritated the guest enough that the guy wanted to stab him because the guy's now hospitalized with a serious stomach wound. His guest was charged with causing serious bodily injury and could get up to 8 years in prison. So this is why you shouldn't have stupid people for friends.
So do we all agree that this guy's just stupid, retardedly stupid?
Well, I don't think it's right that his buddy just ends up going to jail.
Do we all agree that this guy's just incredibly stupid?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Do you guys not remember the story? This is why. That's how I stabbed myself in my leg.
That's why I chose this story. Actually,
as T pointed out, you're not the brightest fella. I just want to say the guy's lucky he wasn't doing buns of steel, because that shit would have hurt. Like getting stabbed in the abs doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I think a stomach wound might be a little more serious than a butt wound.
Yeah, I think
I
think taking a knife to the ass wouldn't hurt. The muscle don't hurt that bad. I think it's the organs and shit you got to worry about.
Yeah, that's the serious part.
I don't care how big your abs are; they're not that thick of muscle.
Oh, I thought you were going to go somewhere completely different with that. I don't care how big your ass is. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Okay. Anyways, the TSA scanners. The TSA scanners have been cracking jokes. One lady in Dallas was going through, and the screener asked her if she played tennis. So the lady said, "Well, why do you ask?" And she said, "You just have such a cute figure." So then she was told to go through the body scanner twice, not just one time. And she heard the screener talking to the guys in the back room over a microphone, going, "Come on, guys. All right. One more time." And after the third time she went through, she says they apparently still want to see more, because the female screener was saying, "Guys, it's not blurry. I'm letting her go now." So that clears up that question over whether or not you can actually see things in those scanners.
These guys just need to get the internet there in the TSA booth and just start watching porn instead of screwing with people trying to go through.
This is what the lady said that she heard.
Yeah.
I mean, I could easily, it could.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if they make you go through the thing three times, there's something going on there.
I went through one time and they thought there was something like on my shoulder or something. And I was like, no, there's nothing there. So I don't think they can see that well, but I don't know. This was in Dallas. Maybe they have fancier ones in Dallas than they did in Vegas.
Somebody was telling me that they don't even have any of that in their airport, and I forget who it was.
If they're in like Spokane, they might not.
Well, and I know I've never actually seen them used at SeaTac, but we had to go through them when we were coming back from Vegas. I had to go through, and I know you had to go. For some reason, we got singled out. Maybe we were the sexiest.
No, they were there.
They were
there in Seattle, because remember Santa Claus was there.
That's right.
They were there.
SeaTac Airport is extremely lax, though. I had a leg brace on after knee surgery, and the thing went off, and the lady used a wand, and she went over it, and it had like metal in it. She's like, "Oh, there's probably some metal in there," and let me go. When I came back at the other airport in Sacramento, they made me take it off and send it through the belt on its own. No, and then I had to send my crutches through, and then they used the wand to send me.
They make handicapped people get out of their wheelchair. Put your wheelchair through here. Now walk over here.
But at SeaTac, she was just like, "Oh, there must be some metal in there." So I think here in Seattle, it might not be as safe.
It's just like anything. They can be, they can be anal about their jobs, or they can just let people through. It's their choice.
Yeah. That was just an observation I had firsthand. In Corpus Christi, Texas, the police responded to a call about a suspicious person in a parking lot. When they arrived, there was an 18-year-old woman standing next to a Jeep Wrangler in nothing but cowboy boots. The cowgirl jumped into her Jeep and led the police on a slow speed chase into a residential neighborhood, where she finally drove up onto a sidewalk and stopped. She appeared intoxicated and was charged with a misdemeanor DUI and felony evading arrest. They have no idea why she was driving naked except for the cowboy boots.
Maybe she just came from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
I think this is poor police work. They could have just asked her, "Why didn't you have any clothes on?" Then they would know.
A misdemeanor DUI and a felony evading police.
She appeared intoxicated. What gave it away? The fact that she was stark-ass naked and wearing nothing but cowboy boots?
Well, she was in Texas. I think cowboy boots are common there.
That's the part that you draw out of that. not the fact that she was naked, but, well, she was in Texas. The cowboy boots make sense.
Well, they
do. I don't think any of us were arguing about the cowboy boots.
No.
A naked chick, and John's got nothing to say.
T just completely threw him off of the game. He's got nothing. He's just...
I'm still trying to figure out these last five Chinese countries.
He's trying to pick out
Asian countries.
Okay. Anyway, A British company called HIS Hair, or Hair Ink Skin, is opening salons across England to tattoo hair onto the scalps of bald men. The founder got the idea after he went bald and had his sister-in-law use a fine-tip pen to draw dots on his scalp. He says he's developed a process that tattoos different shades of ink onto the scalp to make it look as if you aren't bald but have a very short buzz cut that's just starting to grow back.
No, I don't think so.
You think English people fall for anything?
Remember we were in middle school, or Mr. Beretta, the PE teacher.
Way to call him out. Go on.
Yeah, to, no shit, you well, that guy's, that, guy, that guy's a fucking prick. I never liked him at all. So, remember he used to spray paint his hair?
Yeah, I remember that. It was not even the right color.
It was a completely different color. So, like, looked like he was wearing, like, a yarmulke from the brown on the black hair. Hmm? He was a prick. He was like, I'm a professional soccer player. No, you're not. You're a fucking PE teacher at middle school. Shut your mouth. Get the hell out of here.
Okay, so here's a little case of miscommunication, I think. A 19-year-old student in Ellsville, Mississippi, was arrested last week after 11 government agencies swooped into a school to investigate a bomb threat. There was a reference to a bomb being dropped scrawled on the toilet paper in the library restroom, and a teacher recognized the kid's handwriting. But his aunt says it's all a mistake that's been blown out of proportion. She said they're country folks who call passing gas a bomb, and his doodle on the toilet paper about passing a bomb was just a misinterpreted fart joke. He is now facing up to 10 years in jail and a $10,000 fine.
You want to talk about a joke that didn't go over well? I don't think anybody's ever been arrested for a bad joke.
He's not gonna do any prison time or pay any fines for dropping a bomb.
Well, I mean, think about it. How many times have you said, I got to go blow up that bathroom, or I just blew up the bathroom. I wouldn't go in there for a while.
Why is the kid writing it on toilet paper scraps? I don't understand that part.
Why the fuck didn't he flush it?
Usually write notes to yourself before you wipe your ass? Because what was he going to... Why did he write it down on toilet paper? I don't understand.
Maybe he was really good in school and he was just taking notes.
They're country folk. He wasn't that good in school.
I'd say
that's
he dropped,
their defense. He's not that good in school.
I'd say he dropped a big old turd in the toilet and just wrote, I just dropped a bomb and left it there without flushing. That's probably more like
yeah,
what
probably
happened.
Left a floater in there for everybody to see and wanted to make sure they knew he did it.
She recognizes handwriting. That's kind of
suspicious.
Yeah, she shouldn't be a first grade teacher. She should be a handwriting.
He's 19 years old. He's not in first grade.
You said he's country. You said he's country. I see some big ass first graders down there.
Why is that 36-year-old still playing peewee football?
Getting his GED, fifth grade.
That's all we have for news, you guys.
That's all you're putting the kibosh on it right there.
I am ending it right here. Before you upset everyone in America and Asia.
Oh, hillbillies and other hillbillies.
Let's go ahead and get back into the music with Villains of Yesterday and Walls right here on the Family Meeting on NWCRadio.com.
So won't you sit back and lend me your ear? I'll tell you about a girl that I've known for years. I'm sure that you have seen her type before. Really draws the eye. So many guys on such a big to-do. You know she's gonna find out sooner or later for sure that the writing is on the wall. The walls, the walls. It all comes tumbling down on. Dead wrong. I should have learned my lesson long ago. But if I had, I would have done it just the same way. Instead, I spoke my own mind. I would have turned a single blind eye. 'Cause the writing is on the wall. Outcome.
fine. Strutting her stuff, yeah, all the time. It seems that she knows that she is something special. And she can do no wrong, but I've got some news for her. She's gonna find out what I'm talking about. Cause the writing is all on the wall. Woo-hoo-hoo. It all comes tumbling down. Woo-hoo-hoo. It all comes tumbling down.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Villains of Yesterday with Walls. Want to mention the guys from Afraid of Figs, Tea, Chicken, Rainbow. They had to bounce. They had practice. Krista had to take off because she had to run back to work really quick. So it's just John and I to finish out the show tonight. And nobody to keep us in line. This should be interesting.
And I actually just remembered what the story I was telling before I failed my geography test about the Asian continent. I was ordering food, remember, for the dealership for Volvo.
Yeah.
And like it was always a big deal. Like there'd be like eight of us that get together. Okay, we're all gonna buy breakfast, and so somebody would pick out somebody to order the food, and then some other loser would have to go pick it up. Usually the lowest guy on the totem pole would have to go pick the food up. And so I ordered the food, and I ordered food for like eight people, and at the end of the conversation, the guy said, okay. Thank you, and your food will be ready in 10 minutes. And so, okay, thank you, and I hung up, and I didn't even know, like, it wasn't something I meant to say. It wasn't something, just thank you. And everybody looked at me, and I didn't eat my food.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I can't believe anybody else would have eaten their food either.
Well, there was only, like, two or three people that were sitting around the table, and I hung the phone up, and I looked up at them. And they kind of had the expressions like T had today, looking at me.
The guys from Afraid of Figs looked like somebody like deer caught in the headlights when John started talking. It was like they couldn't believe that he said what he had just said, and I think that's why they bounced. All of a sudden they had rehearsal they had to get to, and they just took off.
I think the first time I ran somebody out of a building, I guess.
But that's all right because they put you on blast. I've never seen you speechless, and I've never seen you turn that bright red.
Oh man, I felt like I was in a quiz, and it was going horribly bad.
It's like high school all over again. It was like I didn't prepare for this. If I'd known there was going to be a test, I'd have studied.
I even had people cheating for me.
All right, so what you been drinking this week, or what are you going to be drinking next week?
Well,
if our producer would pay attention,
it's okay. We don't need the ice clanking around and. We don't need my intro. We don't need my intro for
my
segment.
Oh my
gosh,
she's
okay.
Playing Words with Friends.
Is that what she's doing over there? Wow, I guess everybody left us.
Yeah, no shit.
It is just me and Jason. We don't even have anybody producing this show for us. Are you winning Words with Friends at least? Okay, congratulations. Like I said, I was sick all last week, and I'm poor this week, so I'm probably going to be drinking like Crystal Light and vodka.
That just sounds nasty.
Just water and vodka. It's, I mean, there's probably some bad ones in there, but like the cherry flavor would probably be a good one.
Pink lemonade's not bad.
Pink lemonade probably wouldn't be bad. The lemonade probably wouldn't be bad. I mean, it's very little Crystal Light anyway.
Yeah. Well, with you, it's very little water. It's mostly vodka.
Yeah. I'd say the fruit punch would probably be a good one.
So. That's what you're drinking this week. Last week you were drinking NyQuil. Isn't that what you pretty much
did? Yeah. And I hate NyQuil too because I hate waking up five times a night just sweating. And that's what NyQuil does. It raises.
I'm a big fat bastard. I wake up five times a night sweating anyways.
It raises your body temperature. I guess I was drinking last week because I was drinking a lot of NyQuil and it is 20 proof.
Yeah, I can't drink it because I'm allergic to alcohol, and it makes me feel... Seriously, you've seen me drink. I get blotchy, I start sweating, and yeah. NyQuil does the same thing to me, except for it's worse than most of the alcohol. I think it's got more... It's a higher proof than most of the alcohol I've tried.
It's 10% alcohol, so it's 20 proof. It's stronger than any kind of wine or or any kind, any real beer until you get to like the real ridiculous ones.
Yeah.
Other than that, I was playing pool on Thursday. I forgot this. I was playing pool on Thursday and I beat this guy, and he was coming over telling me how he can never beat me, blah blah. And he was it's a new team that I joined, so like I really don't know anybody on the team. And the guy walked over and he was telling me that I always beat him. And I go, well, okay, tell you what, just go home, get on your computer, go to johncursebeatmeagain.com, become an official member, and I'll send you a free fucking t-shirt, okay? And the team just starts cracking up, and I didn't even mean to say it. It was one, like, that happens to me a lot, it seems. It seems like that happens quite a bit, where my mouth works faster than my brain does.
I would say 95% of the time.
Yes, there's a very loose filter, very... very loose.
So last week on the show, talking about pool, I had mentioned that the corporate for the league that we play in was making us change our pool team name.
Yeah, did you come up with one?
I sent the guy that runs the league, I sent him a text message. I said, fine, if you're not going to let us use Sweaty Balls, we're going to change our name to Rise Against the Fun Police. And he sends me a text message back, and he just says, fine, go ahead and keep your name. If you guys make it to Nationals, we'll deal with it then. And it was all I could do. I play with a bunch of cocky bastards on my team because they all said the exact same thing. They're like, well, then we might as well just change it now because we're all figuring we're going to make it.
Change it to Ben and Jerry's Sweaty Balls. And then you can, then they can't really say anything about it.
You know, because that was the first thing I said. I go, it is the name of a freaking ice cream that you could buy at the grocery store. How can we not use it? And somebody said they made him pull it off the shelf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So...
One more thing is I'm gonna be premiering a segment here in a little bit in the next couple of weeks. It's gonna be Ask a Hobo, and so if any of you, and I'm not talking about like families that are down on the luck, like living at the Mission. I'm talking about some crazy ass homeless people.
And I've got some guys in mind.
Yes, and so if you have any questions you would like me to ask a hobo, send them into our Facebook page at the Family Meeting. You can send them also to. The Family Meeting at nwczradio.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at johncurtis316. I will be posting some pictures of the hobos, me interviewing them. I'll just tell them I'm like Bob Costas, and they won't even know.
You won't even have to tell them that.
Yeah, they'll just
be happy to talk to somebody. Make sure you follow Krista. She's not here, so I'll throw it out there. It's Krista Curtis 1.
Yep.
On Twitter, and mine is Jason Curtis 925. And keep listening. The aquarium's coming up next, followed by the Northwest Metal Zone. And thanks again to the guys from Afraid of Figs, and thanks for all the gifts that they brought us. They brought us a gift bag, which
yeah,
really
we got
cool.
A little, we got a little bobble fig. It's kind of awesome.
And that does it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Peace, bitches.